A group of people hug in the airport foyer. Outside, Alutiiq Museum staff is looking forward to another kind of reunion. They're waiting for the arrival of the 51 boxes that contain the Chirikov ancestral remains. Everyone's a little nervous. In the hours before, museum executive director April Lactonin Kanzler admits she broke out in hives, and at the moment, she's trying to locate the remains.
The baggage guy said 15 minutes, so I think we're okay.
Kanzler has been working to get the remains back to the island since she took the position in 2015, but the museum's repatriation efforts began in the early 2000s. At last, the boxes arrive, and museum staff, baggage handlers, and volunteers from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service put the boxes into two vans. After the boxes are all packed away, I check in with Counselor.
As I was helping load the boxes in the van, I was just kind of thinking, you know, about what's inside the boxes. So it's emotional knowing that you know, we've got humans in our hands right now as we're loading them and transporting them to the museum. And I mean, it's really positive, even though I'm emotional. It's just very real now that we're actually seeing the boxes and moving forward.
She says the Alutiiq Museum has planned a Russian Orthodox ceremony for the Chirikov ancestors who were Christian.
And so we felt that it would be the most honorable thing to do to have a Russian Orthodox priest bless the remains when they arrive, to sort of signify that they are back in their homeland, they're in their home region. Although we're not on Chirikov Island, this is part of the same parish. And so the descendants of the Chirikov people are mostly living here on Kodiak today.
Some of those descendants gather for the service in the lower level of the museum. Staff has set up coffee and cookies in a small room, and people talk quietly while they wait for attendees to get there. Elder Nick Alokli is one of those whose surname can be found among the records of the Chirikov ancestors.
Oh, Nick. Get excited. You know, I'm just happy to finally coming home. Real home. I mean, the real home is up in paradise, but the temporary home was Kodiak Island, and so I'm glad they're here now, and which really surprised to me because I never thought this would ever happen.
Chirikov descendant Frank Peterson has worked for both the Shunack tribe and the Alutiiq Museum, and is now the chair of the Shunack Tribal Council. He says he first heard about NAGPRA when he was working as director of operations for the museum, and says it's surreal to see the remains finally in Kodiak.
It's amazing. Even before I knew that I was related to anybody, it was still an awesome responsibility for me. It's something that I've taken to heart since learning about this process and that there are remains that are unclaimed. So it's very, very important for me.
When everyone's ready, they file into the hall and gather around the doorway of the room where the remains are now being kept. Father Innocent Dresdo sings the prayer, which he explains is traditionally given at the anniversary of a loved one's passing. It's a somber event. When the ceremony ends, the environment relaxes, and the attendees, around 15 people, turn to each other. Descendant Susan Malouden says the service was meaningful and long overdue.
We can just relish in the fact that they're here now, and that's the important thing. And it's not just this group here, but others who have the relatives, they too can find comfort in that now. They too, and that's important.
The repatriation process isn't over yet. Counselor explains the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service still needs to publish the official notice in the Federal Register that will allow the Shunack tribe to make an official claim on the remains, fill out the paperwork, and complete the repatriation. Peterson says they have plans to then reinter the remains. I'm Kayla DeRoche.